Well, that was a domestic scene inside the house. We're now going to see something of a domestic squabble outside the house. Then our next poem is the fifth in the original series, Rusticus Rixans. That is to say, the countryman squabbling. And here we have two blokes in the hayfield in competition to see which of them is the best worker and the stronger and the quickest and, you know, the most skillful and so on and so forth. There's quite a lot of technical vocabulary in this poem. That's why I've put it for you in the program. Notes on haymaking. These are William Barnes's own notes. Very, very interesting. They tell us a lot about the social fabric of the time and so on, and all the various technicalities of how the grass is mown. It's mown, of course, with scythes. That was how it was cut. I don't know if anybody here has actually seen and handled a real scythe. There you go. Well, there you go. Some of us have. There you go. Used one. How about that? Well, I haven't used one, but I remember the workers on our farm. I'm a Shropshire lad, by the way. I grew up on a farm in Shropshire. I'm remembering back now to the years just after the war. I'm going back 55 or 60 years. I can remember the blokes using scythes. And particularly, I remember them sharpening that great blade with a whetstone. Very skillful job. A long whetstone, as I remember, on cutting on both sides of the thing. And it was a skilled job just to sharpen the scythe. And they needed to be sharpened quite often, too. The grass is very blunting. I don't remember our blokes cutting hay with scythes, though. That was a little bit before my time. By the time I came along, we had cart horses. How about that? Oh, no, this is true. I remember these horses very well. Captain and Blossom. What a lovely name for a cart horse, Blossom, isn't it? Cart horses get these ironic, fragile names. Barnes has a poem, a lovely poem about cart horses. It's called The Old Wagon. And he names four horses in it. One of them is called Violet. That was my mother's name. A lovely, gentle name. Well, but anyway, what am I supposed to be talking about? Yes. I don't remember the blokes cutting, because the cart horses pulled, a mechanical cutter. But I do remember a field full of folk, as William Langland would have called it. The field, the haymaking field, was full of people, women and children as well as men, turning the hay, raking it, stacking it, and so on. All of which have their technical terms. The throwing it around to dry is tedding, as Barnes tells us here. Raking it up into little ridges, rollers. Not rollers, by the way. He rhymes it with hollow, holler. It's not roller, it's roller. And then stacking them into little cocks, haycocks. And then thrown abroad into parcels. And then raked up into bigger ridges called wheels, which are then put up, and so on, and put up into pooks. Pooks, which we in Shropshire called stooks. Stooks, good. I'm not alone in that. I had never heard this word pook before I read Barnes. I think that's probably enough by way of background. You will see how the blokes insult each other, and one of the biggest insults is that one of them doesn't know how to sharpen a scythe properly with his whetstone, or at least he is so accused of it. Ladies and gentlemen, the best man in the field.